First of all, I've got to say about Danny Frost, he's got that new deal. Just what are your thoughts on that?
He's a good lad, Danny. I think it's a positive move for the club. He's coming in the summer, and he's worked hard from day one, right up until now. And I think he's earned that contract. To be fair to him, he's a good lad around the club. He's positive. He's enthusiastic. He loves his football, and he's shown that he's got quality and he can do it at this level. And he's now got a challenge to continue that and keep improving, and I think he will do.
This is all part of the new ownership. A billionaire takes over Bradford Park Avenue. When did you first find out that this deal could happen?
I heard of it probably round about a month ago that there was something going on, but I didn't really try to make it my business. I was just trying to concentrate on the football side of things. Obviously, you hear billionaire and a takeover, and you know, your ears prick up a little bit. But I've just tried to concentrate on keeping the lads right, and I'm trying to pick some results up, really. But then obviously, it's all come about in the last couple of weeks and gone through now. So yeah, it's exciting times.
One of the first pieces of business that happened was Simon Ainge joining, a player with a lot of conference experience. He's dropped down a division, and he adds a lot of steel to the back four.
He does. Simon's someone that I've been an admirer of for some years. And as I've said before, you know, his achievements in non-league football, they speak for themselves. So we have had a problem with conceding goals this season. We did need to shore up a little bit. Maybe need to do a little bit more of that. But Simon Ainge is definitely a good step in the right direction for the club to bring someone in of his quality. And his experience at this level is a good coup for the club, and I think he'll do really well over the next 18 months and possibly further.
And another piece of business that could happen, it will take a while, but talk of either a new stadium or the Horsehall Stadium being redeveloped, that must be so crucial, because you beat Worcester 1-0 and then you don't play for 2.5 weeks because of the weather.
Yeah, it's been massively frustrating for everybody. You know, the players are really chomping at the bit to play. You know, training is great, but you need games. And absolutely, the news that the plans were there to consider, you know, building a new stadium or revamping the Horsehall, it's something that's, I think, necessary, especially for the style of football that we're trying to enforce at the club. We need a good surface, and we need to make the club more attractive for people to come and watch and people to come and play. And I think what Gareth said and the new board members have said is really, really promising and something that we all look forward to hopefully being a part of.
How do you think the lads are going to cope now that they've got to play so much football? Because of the postponements, it now really is a case that it will be Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday, a lot of games in a short space of time.
Yeah, I think it'll test the squad. I think it'll... It's a bit of pressure on us, but at the same time, you know, this bunch of lads we've got, they love the football anyway. You know, they want to play football. But I think if you give them the choice of playing that many games, they'd want to play that all season anyway, to tell you the truth. It's just a side of looking after people and making sure we've got enough strength and depth to put strong sides out for 2, 3, 4 games a week, whatever it may be. But in terms of you know, it'd been a test for us. It definitely will be, but it's one that I think the lads are more than ready to come up against, and hopefully, we can get some results, and the lads will be working hard to do that.
And finally, it could be on tomorrow. Chorley at home, it's going to be a tough game. You played them on Boxing Day. They're a good side.
They are a good side. They've got a good manager there. I've watched them quite a few times this season, and they're capable of altering things and changing things up depending on who they're playing and what surface they're playing on. You know, they're a well-organised side and they're doing well in the league. It will be a tough game, but I think this league has shown this season, if you look at the results, that, you know, any team can beat anyone. It's tough from top to bottom. So we don't go into it thinking we're playing someone that's unbeatable. You know, we believe we can go and get a result, and as hard as the game will be, we go into it with a little bit of confidence, coming off a win away at Worcester, and a clean sheet. And as I said, the lads it couldn't have worked any harder in the time that we've had off in between games. So I think they really are looking forward to getting out there and putting a performance on for the fans and see where we go with the result.